Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotionals. Today's passage is found in Mark chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you." And he answered them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my brother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." Amen. Let's set the scene. Everywhere Jesus went, there was a huge crowd that trailed after him. When his family heard of this, of the most recent event, verse 21 says that they went out to seize him, for they thought he was out of his mind. As he was teaching, his mother, Mary, and his brothers came, standing outside, likely on the perimeters of the crowd. After spreading word, the crowd passed on the message to Jesus that his family was seeking him. Now, Jesus is not saying that our blood family isn't important or should be neglected, but he's pointing out in verse 35 that the true family of God is found in those who do the will of God. "Who are my mother and my brothers?" "Here are my mother and my brothers," Jesus said as he looked at those who sat around him. Imagine coming out to this crowd. There are so many people. It's probably hot and sweaty from the climate and the sheer amount of people rubbing shoulders against each other. Yet you want to draw near to Jesus, to hear his teachings and to follow him. You hear him warn the religious leaders of eternal sin, but very soon afterwards, he looks at you and he calls you his family. Family means intimacy, and there is a deep intimacy here that Jesus is saying is accessible by doing his will. When I felt God's calling to go onto the mission field in 2018, I actually got a lot of pushback from my non-believing relatives. They said I was making a huge mistake, wasting the precious years of my early 20s by forgoing my career, by giving up a stable paid salary job, and all for what? To serve people that I've never met before in a foreign country? I knew my calling and chose to go, but to hear these words from people, coming from people that I know love and care for me, was really hard. And I couldn't even blame them, because how can I expect them to understand God's kingdom mission when they are non-believers? Of course, I still love them dearly and am praying for their salvation, but I truly did find my spiritual family as I was serving alongside other Christians who were devoted to seeing God's kingdom expand in Southeast Asia. I desperately wanted an older brother growing up and was often really sad that I was the firstborn child. But I unexpectedly found many older spiritual brothers that have shown care and have protected me. I have my spiritual family here in Boston too, at Symphony, as I serve alongside our staff and fellow congregants, and spiritual mothers and fathers who have poured into my life and mentored me in the faith. Like every family, there isn't a perfect one, and conflict, disagreements, and bickering can arise. But Jesus invites us into this beautiful community of believers that he himself calls family. When I read this passage, I think of my Amma, my mom. She was the youngest of four and was not only the only daughter of the family, but she was the only Christian. After coming to know Jesus as a young woman, her life radically changed and she was devoted to serving and loving the local church. Like Jesus' family, my Umma's family thought she had lost her mind and that she was crazy. It was really, really difficult for her and still is to this day. Yet she was so compelled by the gospel that she stood firm in her faith over all these years and is still faithfully serving the church today. Like Jesus' family, her family was on the outside of the crowd, unable to hear the teachings of Jesus, his heart, unable to sit at his feet, unable to understand his purpose. They were far away both physically and spiritually. Jesus wasn't necessarily rejecting his blood family, but was sharing that true intimacy and familial love comes from a closeness to him. Again, true intimacy comes from a closeness to Jesus. Today, let's reflect on three things. First, who are the spiritual brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers that God has placed in your life? Let's thank God for this community and pray a prayer of thanksgiving. Secondly, think of your blood family members. Are any of them unbelievers? Let's pray and intercede for them that they would find true intimacy and freedom in Jesus Christ. And lastly, Jesus says that whoever does the will of God is his brother, sister, and mother. Let's examine our hearts to see if our lives are reflective of God's will. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, God, that true intimacy comes from a nearness to you, and that you are God Emmanuel, that Jesus, you came to be close with us. We thank you that, that true intimacy and familial love comes from you. And we want to pray today that we would be able to draw near to you. God, we thank you for the spiritual community of this family of brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers. We thank you, God, that, that you have called us a family for a reason, that we are meant to be a community that is a place of safety for one another, a place where we can rebuke one another, a place where we teach and grow and have fun together, God. And I pray, Lord, that above all else, that we would be a family that seeks your will first and foremost. God, we also think of our blood family members, whether it's in our immediate family or maybe a close friend or people that we know of that have unbelieving family members. We think and pray for them today, and we intercede, God, that you would soften their hearts, that they would not be like on the outside of the crowd, unable to hear, but that they would be able to sit at your feet and to really feel the nearness of your presence, and that they would find true salvation and freedom in you. And lastly, God, I pray that you would help us to do your will. I pray that the word of God would constantly realign our hearts with yours, and that you would give us hearts of joyful obedience before you. We thank you, God. We love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.